Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been
training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our high performance monthly training program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly, brendon.com/monthly, to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings.
What drives people and what drives the way that they think and the way that they behave? Now, if you're new to my world or you haven't read a bunch of my work or been to High Performance Academy, you know now for 18 years, I've been obsessed about this question. Once I had my car accident and I discovered that at the end of our lives, we're all going to ask, did I live? Did I love? Did I matter? I started changing my own life and trying to figure out, well, how do I influence my daily behavior and my thoughts and my beliefs so that I can be happy with the answers at the end of my life? So I can say, yeah, I lived. Yes, I loved. Yes, I made a difference. How can I do that? And it was such a struggle because even though I knew the questions, the goal, right? The goal is to live my life so I'm happy with the answers of evaluation I'll ask of myself at the end of my life. But sometimes I'd live a day and I'd be like, what happened to me today? Where did I go off the rocker? How come I didn't do what I wanted to do today? And I know some of you struggle with that too. It's like you know what to do, but one day or 2 days or a week goes by and you didn't move towards it. What is controlling your behavior? So I spent 18 years in deep study of psychology, neuroscience, high performance studies, positive psychology, trying to understand what is it that we can know about ourselves. And what I came up with is an understanding that there are only a few moving sort of important things in the mind that drive us. And once I discovered these 10 things, everything shifted, because now at least I'd understand that, oh, this is what's going on with me, or this is what's important to me. And I'm calling this a social intelligence booster, because once you understand that only 10 things are governing all of our behavior, it's simple. Now, to give you an understanding of how important these 10 are, I've passed these by over 100 very well-respected psychologists, psychiatrists, neuroscientists, practitioners, life coaches, people who are very well recognized in the human development potential world, and said, is there anything I'm missing here? And after over 100 people, and after literally millions of people reading these 10 now, I have not had one who said, Brendan, you're missing one. Or gosh, any two of these are duplicitous, which means it's a powerful framework that you might want to learn and study over a period of time. The first primary drive we have is the drive for control. And that is, we want to be in control of ourselves, our environment, our thoughts, our body, our day, our work, our lives, right? As soon as you yank some control from somebody, and they get scared, they get sort of stuck in uncertainty, overwhelm comes in, stress, they freak out, right? You know your life, if you've ever felt at a period of time when you were out of control or things were out of control, it messes with you psychologically, right? It's a terrible thing. Control is the footing of all of our psychology, right? We desire to have that at a very deep level. It's a primary human drive. When we don't feel like we can control our day, we feel freaked out. When we don't feel like we can control where our next meal will come from, we feel scarce. All negative, well, often most negative emotions come from, at some level, a lack of feeling in control or certain or strong about our lives, right? Whatever level of influence we don't have in our life, it causes lots of emotional turmoil. And once you understand this about people, it's so much easier to see when they freak out, right? When someone gets really angry about something, really in that moment, at some level, they don't feel like they're in control. So they have to overexert themselves with power and power actions. So someone takes, you know, acts obnoxiously, or somebody becomes too domineering, it's because they don't feel like they have enough control in that situation. And they're often acting out in ways that aren't positive, but that's what they're doing. They're attempting to control. Control is also at the base of other types of things. A lot of food disorders, like eating disorders, come from a feeling of someone being out of control or overwhelmed, and that comfort of being able to control this one aspect of their life, to control one outcome of their life, becomes a disorder. And this happens all the time in lots of minute little ways. And we just have to ask ourselves, to keep ourselves mentally healthy, well, what part of my life do I feel like I don't have enough control? And what steps could I do to gain more influence there? I don't want you ever forget how critical that is to other people. That, look, when they don't feel like they're in control, they often act irresponsibly to you. And once you understand that someone's irresponsible actions are to you have often nothing to do with you at all, maybe something to do with the relationship, but really it's just someone who's feeling out of control in their own life, so they're seeking to exert it in another way over you or toward you, then it's not such a mystery. You're not like, why is it going on? You're kind of like, maybe there's something in their life that they don't feel like they have a handle on, so they're acting out. And that's a very powerful thing. If you know some about my early background, I've done literally hundreds of mediations and high-level negotiations, including being in a room of a $1 billion negotiation. I've had an incredible blessing in my career to be in lots of incredible deals, both for my own seven-figure brands, but also in other businesses that I consulted with. And I can share with you, a lot of the times at the negotiation table, he or she who has the most feeling of comfort and control often wins that negotiation. Those who don't feel like they're in control obviously try to snatch up anything to make them feel satiated, feel a little better. And the person who feels in control can parcel out some things because they know what really matters to them, and they're just feeding the person who's in the negotiation who has an insatiable desire for some scarcity and to have something that they feel like they can control. So give somebody something that they can control, but keep the bigger picture, and obviously, and often I should say, you have a better control of that negotiation. It's a powerful tool in social negotiation and dealings. Second, competence. When we don't feel like we understand or have the ability to master any topic or environment, we freak out. And it's really important to know that if you lead other people, this is one of the most critical areas of the ability to develop social intelligence, is to understand how important it is for other people to have enough knowledge and information to make their own decisions and to get better at things. So if you're a leader, and you look at your team and you have to ask questions like, have I empowered them with enough information to do a good job? Because if they don't feel like they have the knowledge, skill, ability to do well at something, they won't even try. Or worse, they'll jump in and do stupid things and then feel so bad about themselves, like they're incompetent, that they don't want to try anymore or progress anymore. Our feeling that we have to be good at something, or that we understand and believe in our mind that we have the knowledge, skill, abilities, and talents to succeed at something, is one of the primary indicators of whether or not we will even try something. Often people can have a big goal, a big dream, and they really believe that they want it, but they won't take any action towards it. And so your question has to be to them, do you feel like you know enough to be able to start doing that you could gather some momentum and become more successful?
Or do you feel like you don't know what you should be doing? Like you don't have the knowledge or information or the steps to proceed? It's one of the most important things in all of your dealings and influence when you're leading other people is to check into how they feel and whether or not they feel like they have enough competency to succeed. If they don't, they will not act. That explains a lot, doesn't it? Think about your own life, some of the major ambitions you've had that you didn't begin because you didn't feel like you could do a good job there, so you just stopped. That's a very common thing in life. Third is our drive for congruence, which is we have to, the primary drive of the human identity is that we want to feel congruent. We have an image of ourselves and who we are. And if we act outside of that, we feel guilty or we feel shameful. But if we act within that, we feel strong and certain and in control of our character, right? A lot of our conduct, if it doesn't line up with our character, we start to feel incongruent and we start to feel frazzled as an identity and a person. And we start to feel like we're living two different lives, or we start to feel like we're really frustrated with things. A lot of people who are very frustrated in their lives, you have to understand, maybe you didn't do anything. They just don't feel like they are themselves. And so we have to ask that question. It's like, I wonder, do you feel okay? Do you feel like yourself recently? Or I've noticed that you don't seem like yourself. Are you okay? And that's one of the most powerful questions that we can ask as caregivers, as people we love about. Hey, you know, I've noticed, you know, you're often like this, but today you're acting like that. Is there anything that I could do to help? And that's activating their internal sensation of congruence. You're right. Usually I'm a person like this, but I've been acting like this. Let me explain why. When somebody is off congruence or off integrity, often in their lives, something is going on. Often what's going on is a lack of control or competence, and we need to understand those things. Obviously, as I'm going through here, if this is all new of a topic for you, I can share this just talking about openly. All I have in front of me, I don't have any notes. This is a lifetime of work in psychology, a lifetime of work in coaching people one-on-one. So this is easy for me, but I will hope that you will listen to this over and over and over again, like mastery, to say, this is what's going on for people.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autographed books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to Brendan.com/monthly. That's Brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure you check it out at Brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.